You've got mail. Now, if you're old enough to remember that, then I feel bad because we went through a hard time trying to get our emails. And back then, I remember that every email used to be open. Sadly, that's not the case anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that email isn't effective. It just means that the math is different now. In fact, now only about 25% of emails get opened, which is kind of sad, but that also gives us great insight to what type of email does get opened. Now, what happened was most people started selling through emails. And when you flood the market trying to just sell and just trying to do your own thing, a lot of people decide to tune out. But think about the emails that you do open. They're usually from someone you know or because you're waiting on information. Right? Those are usually the types of emails that you open. Now, most marketers tend to tell you, hey, this is the way you email. You want to give something of value and then you want to go for a pitch. And I get that. It's actually good and it can be effective sometimes, but you are going to go into that 25% range. A tactic that I've actually found that works a little bit better isn't really a tactic at all. It's using email the way it was intended to be used, which is actually connecting with people. I really believe that connecting with another person, making a genuine impact in someone's life, well, that's why we got into this business. That's why I got into the business, to make a positive impact on someone's life. And so, if you can go back and use email that way, check up on someone. How are they doing? What are they working on? Insights to their business. Now, that is a real, genuine way to make sure that you're building the type of audience and followership and partnership and relationships that you want. And it also gives you a much higher email rate, open rate. Now, you may be thinking, well, if I do that with every single person and I have like 12,000 people on my email list, I'm gonna get flooded with emails and I'm not gonna be able to respond to them and then people are just gonna drop off, right? Well, that's not really the case. There's a bank called Umpqua Bank. Now, every single branch or store, which they like to call it, has a silver phone in the branch. A silver phone with a direct line to the CEO. And they can pick it up and call him and talk to him anytime they want. And most people don't. In fact, the CEO said that the vast majority of people who do pick up the phone and call him just want to see if it's real. And once they realize it's real, they hang up the phone. They actually say sorry and they hang it up. The reason this happens is because a lot of people are actually considerate of others' time and the effort and the energy that it takes to take the time for each person. They just want to know that you care. They just want to know that they're not another number. They want to know that you actually see them as a person. And so, the more that you can do that, especially in email. Now, I like, if you're part of my email list, you'll know this already. I like to use video messages. And the reason for that is because tone is a lot easier to relay in audio, and facial expressions in video show a whole lot more of the big picture of what I'm trying to relay than typing or just straight audio does. But if you're not comfortable with that or you don't like it, as long as it comes out genuine and you actually are trying to help, not pitch, not sell, not trying to show how much you know, but actually trying to connect, that comes across. And the more that you can be genuine in your emails, not trying to speak to the masses and be on a stage, but talk to that one person, the better you'll do. The bottom line is go back and use email the way it was intended to be used. Connect, use email to connect with the person on the other side reading your message. Don't just try to promote. Don't just try to sell. Don't just try to hype. Be a real person. And you'll see how much it's worth the time invested.